All right, everyone, welcome. I'm so grateful to have you here. Just so you know, I am recording this, so if you would prefer not to be seen on camera, you're welcome to turn your camera off. Otherwise, I think that it's awesome to have so many on because it really lends to a sense of community and it helps us all feel like we're kind of all in one big room together from all around the world. And just to let you know, depending on the device you're looking at, you can make sure that you can click speaker view or gallery view. And for many of you, that's going to be in the top right corner. If you're on a cell phone, you're going to see it as you swipe one direction or the other. So you can see that there's a little yellow box highlighting me right now, and that's the speaker view. So the person who's speaking will take up your whole screen if it's on speaker view. I am recording and I love to watch in gallery view, because it helps me feel like I'm not talking to my computer monitor. It helps me really feel like I'm talking to every one of you, and I'm able to look at your faces and feel the connection between us as we watch. So you might enjoy watching in speaker view. But if you don't see me right now, just scroll over on your device until you see me on your screen, if you'd like to see me. All right, so it looks like most everyone is muted. I'm gonna just click mute all right now. And the reason I'm doing that is so if somebody comes in and is making noise while we're doing the hypnosis portion, it doesn't distract everyone. You're all able just to really enjoy this experience. And by the way, can you all hear me well? Just give me a little hand. Okay, good. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit about what to expect. This session will last exactly 1 hour. So I want you to know that by the end of the session, the second half of the session, we're going to do a formal hypnosis protocol that's just going to be deeply relaxing and enjoyable and rejuvenating to tap into that part of you that knows how to experience forward momentum during these uncertain times. And I want you to know that I will make sure that you are fully awake and alert and back in the room by the end of the hour. And if by any chance we might lose a connection, I think that the internet is being bogged down in different parts of the world. If you lose your connection while you're in that relaxed state, know that you will be able to become alert and attend to your environment and do whatever you need to do to just go on with the rest of your day. You can hop back in and join the call. Know that that whatever you experience is going to be just right for you. So this is going to be a bit of an interactive session where I'm just going to ask you all to kind of play along with me, essentially. And the reason I do that is because I think that we can talk and talk and talk and use logic and reasoning to figure out different problems in our life. But when we get a little bit silly and playful, and when we really get our body involved, that it creates shifts on a subconscious level that let the changes become automatic so that we can move toward our goal in a without trying to do so, if that makes sense. So for the first half hour of this call, about the first 30 minutes, I'm just gonna explain what you can expect. I'm gonna walk you through some fun exercises. And then for the second half hour, I'm gonna do a formal hypnotic trance, if you will. I borrowed the script I have modified from my friend Freddie Jacquin. It's one of my favorite of his protocols. So those of you that are familiar with Freddie Jacquin will be familiar with this script, and I've tweaked it and added some suggestions in that are going to allow your subconscious mind to make these powerful changes on your behalf, so that if you've been experiencing procrastination, maybe you're someone who's been saying, when this is all over, I'm going to be tanner and thinner and have all my house organized, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm just going to sit and watch Netflix instead. If that sounds like you, just know that this session is going to help you move to a place of feeling empowered and excited and motivated, even with all the craziness that's going on in the world right now. So right now, I just like to start with a little bit of an icebreaker. One of the calls I was on recently, a woman said it was so cool to have the experience of being separate but together, almost like you're holding hands with people from all over the world. So just observe for a moment some of the people on the screen, knowing that there's people here from almost every continent, from many different countries. And I'd like you just to think about anything that you brought into this call that you might not need for the next hour. Perhaps anything you were worrying about, anything that was causing stress or perhaps even fear or sadness. And I'd like you just to imagine, perhaps imagine right now scanning your body and notice the felt sense of that thing. Where do you feel that thing that you're ready to let go for now? Where do you feel that the most in your body? And now what I'd like you to do is just imagine that you could hold that thing in your hands. Perhaps it's a worry, anxiety. I'd love that you're doing this with me right now, because when you get your body involved, it creates amazing shifts. And then what I'd like you to do is just imagine that you could set it aside wherever it needs to be, knowing that you can pick it back up when it's appropriate to do so. And now just being here in this space of healing and rejuvenation. And now hold out those empty hands and imagine filling your hands with peace, stillness, joy, optimism, whatever it is that you want to experience right now. Imagine that filling your hands, perhaps noticing playfully if you're aware of a color, what color is peace? Noticing the size, the weight, the texture. Are there any sparkles? And now just imagine pulling this inside to the place where you need it the most. And with your hands on your chest, you can just go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. And just notice the feeling of being supported by the surface beneath you. Notice the temperature of the air on your skin. Notice the sensation of your hands on your chest. And if you'd like, you can even gently rock from side to side as a way of soothing yourself and showing you that it's okay to just relax in this moment. This hour is just for you to experience revitalization, peace. And I'd just like you to imagine perhaps sending a hug to someone on this call. And imagine now receiving that hug, receiving a sense of connectedness, a feeling of being supported. And you can go ahead and relax your hands down. Okay, so you may have noticed, I'm not sure if any of you noticed when I said, if you want to get on a call to stop procrastination and embrace forward momentum, I didn't use the word motivation. And the reason I didn't use the word motivation is because I think motivation is something that we get all excited about in the moment and we feel fired up while we're listening to someone speak and we are imagining ourselves accomplishing all these great things. And then life happens and something takes an unexpected turn or we see something alarming on social media and all of a sudden that whole idea of what we wanted to accomplish goes out the door and we sit and watch Netflix instead. So the reason that I don't think that motivation is a useful tool, at least in the context of what we're talking about today, is because I think often when we're experiencing anxiety or we're worried about the future, or we're just like feeling uncertain, we're not sure what's going to happen next, it puts us into a state of what I call fight, flight, freeze, or forget. Because I really think that when we're stressed out about what's happening in life, we forget all the reasons why we want to move forward toward our goals. So I've heard it said that if you have a big enough why, that you will make the changes that you want to make. And I am not totally sure that that's accurate, because I think when we are living in fear or stressed out about something, we forget our why. It actually is scientifically shown that it takes our prefrontal cortex of our brain essentially offline. So we forget to use logic and reasoning. We forget all the positive reasons why we want to move toward those goals. So what the tool that I'm going to teach you today, I'm going to teach you a couple things, but the number one thing, and many of you on this call are familiar with this, is to use an anchor. So this is like a trigger. So right now what you might be experiencing is, you know, a level of motivation to move toward your goal, and then maybe you hear some news that makes you feel stressed out, and that triggers you to a state of inaction, to not move forward. So this is something that happens to us automatically. A lot of people have been reaching out to me and saying, I just keep eating and eating and eating because I'm stressed out. So that stress is triggering me to go to the fridge, triggering me to go to the pantry. So I'm sharing those kind of negative examples to help you understand this is something our brain does automatically. So if I could teach you how to use a trigger, or what we call an anchor, that lets you immediately harness excitement about accomplishing your goal and stop procrastination on the spot, would you be interested? So I want to just show you, there's lots of different ways to make an anchor, but the one I'm going to show you is like making an okay signal with your ring finger and your thumb. And the reason I like this one is because it's not something that we tend to do on accident. And if there's something else that you enjoy, perhaps if you're familiar with anchors and you want to use something different, you're welcome to do so. But for this call, I'm going to have us use this anchor several times, both up to the hypnosis session itself and then during the hypnosis session. And what it's going to do, you can go ahead and let go now, but it's just going to build and build and build so that every time you use that anchor, it's going to help you feel amazing. And the cool thing is that it happens in a split second. So you don't have to motivate yourself. You don't have to remember all your reasons why. You simply hold that anchor and it allows you to move toward your goal. So a way that I like to explain this, if you've ever felt like there's a part of me that really wants to achieve this thing in my life, there's a part of me that knows that this is an opportunity to do some things that I've been putting on the back burner, but there's a part of me that just wants to take a nap. It's almost like we're kind of aware inherently of these different parts of us. And I like to think of these different parts of us as kids in a classroom. And every single one of you has over 100 different kids in the classroom, 100 different ways of showing up in the world. So if you think about, you know, playing with your puppy on the floor and just being silly and childlike, that is a kid in your classroom, playful kid. Or if you think about having a job interview and needing to be on your best behavior and minding your P's and Q's, that is a different kid in your classroom, the job interview kid. And I think of every emotion that we experience as a kid in the classroom. So we have anxious kid, we have fearful kid, we have joyful kid, we have peaceful kid, calm kid. So today what I want to do is I want to build that anchor for you so that you can bring the peaceful kid to the front of the classroom. If you notice yourself starting to feel anxious or starting to feel bored, I think bored is a really disempowering emotion that seems kind of innocuous, but I think that boredom can really keep us back. So if you notice yourself feeling bored, complacent, lethargic, you can hold that anchor and notice yourself beginning to feel revitalized and inspired and ready to move forward and excited about your goals. So I just want to help you understand the purpose of that anchor. And I'm going to be watching the time to make sure I want to be really mindful of all your time. I know your time is valuable. So when we are making decisions about how to live our day, those decisions are being dictated by who we are being in that moment, by the kid that's in the front of the classroom. And this isn't like multiple personalities, but rather it's just we all have this vast array of emotions and personality traits and characteristics that are available to us, and we can change those throughout the day based on anchors and triggers. So if things in your newsfeed have been triggering you to bring anxious kid to the front of the classroom, using that anchor is going to help anxious kids sit down and peaceful kid come to the front. Because a really cool thing, and I'm using a playful metaphor for this, but this is science-based. Two kids cannot stand in front of the classroom at the same time. So if peaceful kid is standing in front of the classroom, anxious kid is sitting quietly at his desk or her desk. And if anxious kid is in the front of the classroom, peaceful kid is sitting at their desk. So rather than trying to stop feeling anxious, you can use that anchor to allow yourself to feel peaceful or inspired or excited about what's next. And it helps you, you know, get out of that fight, flight, or forget mode where you're forgetting all the reasons you want to move toward your goal, and help you start to remember how amazing it feels to take action and move forward. Am I making sense so far? All right, awesome. Okay. So I recently heard someone talking about, he said that there are just two different states or two different parts of us, a resourceful part and an unresourceful part. And I think of it almost more like two sides of the classroom. So there's the sympathetic nervous system is a part of us that's that fight or flight or freeze or forget. That's that part of us that's worrying about something, that's sad about something, that's just not feeling positive. That's called the sympathetic nervous system. So I think of that as like the sympathetic side of the classroom. And then the other side is the parasympathetic. This is the system in our body that releases chemicals and hormones that allow us to experience peace, that allow us to just be calm. And even it even speeds the metabolism because it puts us in a state to easily digest our food. It puts that prefrontal cortex back online and allows us to notice creative solutions to things we may have been overlooking before. It actually helps us find ways to be peaceful for us to step into peace. So right now I'd like to just show you how easy it can be to go from that sympathetic, that kind of fight or flight mode, into the parasympathetic. And one of the easiest ways to do this is with your breath. So in a moment I'm going to guide you through a breathing technique that's just going to take a few seconds, and then I'm going to have you hold your anchor to build that peaceful place into to make it really easy for you to bring peaceful kid to the front of the classroom. So in a moment, I'm going to count to seven. And as I count to seven, I want you to inhale from low in your belly, like you're blowing up a balloon. So don't bring your shoulders up like this, because this is actually the posture of anxiety, but keep your shoulders relaxed and breathe in from your belly for a count of seven, and then exhale for a count of 11. And if that feels like a long time to exhale, you can even imagine that you're pushing the air out through the bottom of your feet. So go ahead and inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. One more inhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And just hold that anchor. And as you're holding that anchor, just think to yourself, I am peaceful. I am okay. And notice how your body believes you when you have that empowered self-talk. And you can go ahead and release that anchor. I sometimes tell people that when we change our three B's, it changes the kid that's in the front of the classroom. So that's our body language, our breathing, and our beliefs. And beliefs can just be as simple as self-talk. Sometimes I think we think it's really hard to rewire our beliefs. But two things cannot occupy the same place at the same time. So if you're saying to yourself, I am peaceful, I am okay, I am excited about moving forward, then all those limiting thoughts that you were having before that might have even been running in your, you know, below the surface of your awareness, those disappear because you're so full of these powerful positive thoughts. So if you happen to be taking notes, write down this. When you change the three B's, it changes the kid that's in the front of the classroom. Body language, breathing, and beliefs. And anytime you exhale for longer than you inhale, it puts you in that parasympathetic classroom. It brings one of those kids to the front of the classroom that is peaceful, that knows how to creatively solve problems. Because I think sometimes people think that feeling anxious keeps us safe because we're going to be on heightened alert. But science shows that the opposite is true, that when we're experiencing anxiety, that it actually takes our problem-solving resources away from us. So just having that knowledge gives you a willingness and openness to using that anchor or to changing your breathing and stepping into peace, knowing that it's going to allow you to solve problems. It's going to allow you to keep yourself even more safe. All right. So before we move forward, I just want to walk you through a couple more. I'm going to build that anchor up a little bit more for you. So what I'd like you to do is just imagine that it's 6 months from now, that this thing that's going on in the world has started to settle and things have relaxed a little bit. None of us has a crystal ball. None of us knows what that will be like, but just give yourself permission to imagine a really positive outcome. Imagine it 6 months from now and you've accomplished those goals that you've been talking about. Perhaps something even more amazing has happened. You might imagine this like you're seeing yourself on a movie screen, or you might even imagine that you're looking through your own eyes and seeing all the amazing outcomes of what you've experienced. Perhaps looking in other people's eyes and noticing the joy that's in their eyes because they're reflecting your own joy back at you. That's right. Just noticing what you see, what you hear, what you feel in your body, knowing that you did it. Just allowing yourself to experience the accomplishment of that goal. Notice your body language. What is your posture like when you have accomplished this? What is your facial expression like? How are you breathing? And what kind of thoughts are going through your mind? Perhaps you're even thinking, I did it. And as you're just allowing yourself to rehearse that positive self-talk in your mind right now, I'd like you just to hold that anchor and take in a nice deep breath as if you could breathe in the feeling of accomplishing your goal. That's right. As that accomplishment of your goal stacks into that anchor, so every time you hold this, it drives you forward automatically, effortlessly, enjoyably. And you can go ahead and release that anchor now. All right, so I'm going to change the mute option so you can unmute yourself. And before I jump into the really relaxing portion of this session, do any of you have any questions or anything you'd like to share? You're welcome to unmute yourself. You should see a little microphone icon somewhere, and just feel free to ask any questions or share your experience. I'll wait just a moment. I thought I saw someone waving. This is so cool. We have 67 people on the call now. This is the most people I've ever had on call. Hi, Tatiana.
Hi. Thank you so much. I have just a little question about the anchors. In theory, I know the process. I even explained the process. But still, I don't feel it's like automatic return of the feeling. Maybe I didn't do it enough, or maybe I didn't repeat enough times. So I kind of feel like, where is this?
That's a really good question. Tatiana, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I do think, if you remember at the beginning of the call, I said, when we are kind of playful and just imaginative, almost if you think back to when you were a kid and you were playing pretend, and maybe you were even playing like hide and seek, and it was such an adventurous game, or you were playing, superhero or whatever you like to play when you were a kid. I believe that when we harness that playful part of ourselves and just let ourselves be silly, even if we feel a little bit ridiculous doing it, that it really helps us switch kids in the front of the classroom. So I encourage you, when you use that anchor, change those three B's. Will you all try this with me right now? Imagine that there's a string pulling you up from the top of your head, almost like you're a marionette and the rest of your body just relaxes down. And then lift your chin to the sky. And if it's comfortable for you, stretch out your arms and look up and take one of those powerful breaths from low in your belly. And with a long, slow exhale, just hold that anchor and say, I am peaceful, or whatever is the right word for you. And notice how that immediately brings that resourceful kid to the front of the classroom. I dare you to do this and try to feel sad. It's nearly impossible, because when we change those three B's, when we're changing our body language, it brings that positive kid to the front of the classroom. So Tatiana, I love your question. And I would say, when you're using that anchor, I notice when I use mine, my posture immediately changes and I just take a deep breath. It's almost like I'm breathing in peace. So allow yourself to get as playful and imaginative with that anchor as you would like. And I have a theory, a working theory, that the kid that's in the front of the classroom really wants to stay up there. So if you remember, like as a kid, if you did show and tell and somebody came to the front of the classroom and that kid wanted to show you his cool toy and he just wanted to stay up there forever, and finally the teacher has to make him go back to his seat so another kid can come up. Well, I really think that when that sympathetic side of the classroom, the anxious kid, the fearful kid, the worried kid is up front, he's like holding on to the front, to the teacher's desk. He wants to stay up front. And so this anchor is something you can do without having to think about it. You don't have to talk him into going back to his desk. This is just like saying, peaceful kid, come here, peaceful kid. And remember, to only two kids cannot be in front at once. Only one kid can be up there. So when you bring peaceful kid up, it stops the trying. It stops the common sense process and lets it just happen on autopilot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Cool. And I also feel like this other elements actually make part of the anchor. So it's not just one simple movement, maybe like a combination of a couple of things that involve all the body and also the breathing.
Absolutely.
Part of the same anchor. Thank you.
You're so welcome. So yeah, hold that anchor and then change your body language, your breathing, and your belief, which is just that self-talk. Perhaps it's as simple as saying, I am okay. I can be right here, right now. Because when we're experiencing anxiety or stress, it's because we're essentially thinking about what might happen in the future. Even if it's 10 minutes from now, we're living in the future and there's not peace in the future. When a person is experiencing sadness or depression, they're rehearsing and reliving the past, and your body is responding as if it's happening right now, because your body does not understand, and this is scientifically documented, your body doesn't understand the difference between what's actually happening right now and what you're vividly imagining in your mind. So when you just simply hold your anchor and change those three B's, it lets you be right here, right now, and it gives you the ability to change that kid in the front of the classroom. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and head into this. I'm assuming that if you're on this call, you're already comfortable with the idea of hypnosis, but I just wanna really quickly let you know that during this next 30 minutes, that this is going to be a very peaceful and revitalizing time. If there are sounds happening around you, if you happen to be disconnected or have connectivity issues, know that you can still have an experience that's just right for you. Your unconscious mind understands your intention to experience that release of procrastination and embrace forward momentum and the peace that comes with knowing that it's safe to take action toward your goals. It's safe to live with a sense of purpose and vitality every day in your life. Some people, when they experience hypnosis, may experience a sort of a sinking in and a heaviness, as if they're sinking into the chair. Some people may experience a sort of a lightness or a floating. And some of you may experience the mysterious sensation of just sitting there and listening to my voice. And know that you may remember everything I say, you may be aware of everything I say, or you may zone out and just let your unconscious take that on. But whatever you experience is just right for you. And I'm so grateful for every one of you here. I'm gonna make sure everyone is muted once more. And we'll go ahead and get started. And like I said, I will make sure that you are all just refreshed and alert and revitalized and back in this moment by the end of the call, by the end of the hour. So I promise I won't let you be late to whatever you have next. Okay, so what I'd like you to do is, before you close your eyes, I'd like you just to find a spot that's in front of you and a little bit above you, and just focus your eyes intently on that spot, almost as if you could look right through it. And as you continue to focus on that spot, just become aware of the space around that spot. Continuing to focus on that spot, become aware of the space around your body. Perhaps becoming aware of the space between you and the walls in the room. Becoming even aware of the space behind you. And as you continue to focus on that spot, just become aware of any sounds in your environment. I'll be quiet for a moment as you continue to just stare and be aware. And for this next half hour, you can just allow those sounds to be woven into a tapestry of comfort that allows you to relax even more. And as you continue to stare, just become aware of being supported by the surface beneath you. Notice the feeling of your hands. And if it's comfortable, you can just relax and separate those hands into your lap. Notice the feeling of your tongue inside your mouth. And just allow your jaw to soften and your teeth to separate. This relaxed experience right now is a form of trance. This is self-hypnosis right now, and this is how easy it is to begin to instill a new belief. So right now, I just want you to tell yourself, I am at peace. Or give yourself any kind of a positive suggestion that's right for you, and notice how your body believes you. And you can go ahead and relax those eyes shut. Just get comfortable. Allow yourself to relax in whatever way is just right for you, knowing that you will continue to be safe and comfortable in the chair on the surface that you're sitting on. And now I'd like you just to begin to imagine being in a place of total relaxation and total peace, where you have access to all your inner strength and abilities. Just let yourself let go even more, because it's safe to rest and relax in the comfort, the peace, and the bliss of this moment. And now I'd like you just to imagine that you're outside and standing at the top of 5 beautiful, safe stairs that lead down into a magical garden. It's a safe and secluded garden. And from up here, you notice the colors, the smells, the sounds of that garden. And as I count down from 5, and you walk down the steps, each step down will take you even deeper into the most profoundly healing, revitalizing state. 5, as a wave of relaxation flows gently and peacefully from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. 4, doubling that healing relaxation now. 3, becoming aware of that place inside that lets you know something amazing is shifting. 2, as that beautiful, invigorating sensation grows and spreads into every cell of your body, perhaps even becoming aware of a pleasant tingling in your hands or in your cheeks that acts as a sign that you will move forward from a powerful place of positive forward momentum from now on. 1, a wonderful feeling as you notice gratitude in this moment. And now, as you're in this garden, we're all here together, safely separate and together at the same time. Feel the air against your skin. Notice the quality of light in this garden, the colors, the fragrant aromas, the pleasing sounds. You notice a comfortable bench nearby and just walk over and take a seat, just relaxing into this space. noticing everything that's beautiful and pleasant about this experience. And as you look up into the blue sky, you close your eyes and drift into a deep, rejuvenating, peaceful sleep. That's right. And as you go deeper and deeper asleep, you start to dream. And in that dream, you're walking through a golden field of tall grasses. As you walk through that field, you can feel the softness of the grass brush against you. You notice it moving in the breeze like a wave on the ocean. And as you hear the sound of the gentle, healing breeze, you can feel it brush tenderly against your skin. As you sense the healing, revitalization already taking place, you come to the end of the field and look out onto a wide, beautiful, safe path that leads down to a lush, green, beautiful valley. Notice the flowers. Let the colors fill your mind. As the aroma fills your senses. As you make your way down the path, each enjoyable step takes you deeper and deeper into the most wonderful state. And even now you can think peace to yourself and know that it will allow you to just re-experience this beautiful state whenever you think peace. And if you're feeling amazing right now, you can even hold that anchor just for a moment to continue to train your body that it's easy to experience peace. As if you're breathing in peace. And you can release that anchor and just notice on the path in front of you, there's a huge, beautiful tree, hundreds, maybe even thousands of years old. Its branches hang above your path and create a healing, revitalizing shade. And as you pass beneath the branches, you can feel that shade. You might even notice light like diamonds sparkling between the leaves. You might wonder about all the people that have passed below these branches over the hundreds of years. Who else has found peace beneath this tree? And now, moving past the tree and into the glistening sunshine, you can feel the sun on your face. The warmth of that love. Imagine the warmth of that love entering your heart like a light. Imagining the faces of the people you love, the people who love you. As that light inside, that love inside grows and glows into every cell of your body. And you can hold that anchor now as you stack love into that amazing feeling. That's right. And saying to yourself, I am loved. Perhaps even I am love. And go ahead and let that anchor relax. As you continue down the smooth, enjoyable path, you notice a wide river running through the valley to a faraway ocean. It's a pleasant, peaceful river. You can hear the sound of the water running over the rocks. You approach the riverbank and watch the sparkling water flow past, hearing the sounds of the water, noticing the little twigs moving downstream. And then you notice an old boat tied to the riverbank. Left there, forgotten, abandoned. And you become aware of a backpack on your back. You hadn't noticed it before, but now you can feel the weight of it. In that backpack is everything that was keeping you from moving toward your goals. You notice the weight of those old, useless thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And suddenly, you realize that this useless bag of limiting beliefs has been slowing you down and holding you back. And as quickly as you notice this fact, you notice someone coming to your aid. You know this safe, trusted person is capable of releasing the backpack for good. Perhaps the person you notice is someone that you know and love and trust. Maybe it's a very dear person from your past. Or maybe you can even sense me there with you now, removing and releasing that unnecessary weight. That's right. You're filled with a deep sense of gratitude and relief as the pack is unstrapped and lifted from your back. Through no effort of your own, pay attention to the lightness you're experiencing now as that bag releases and gets dragged over to the boat and heaved inside. You see the boat slump lower in the water under the heaviness of that bag. And now the rope that was holding the boat disintegrates. And the boat with the backpack inside begins to drift down the river into the current, getting smaller and smaller until it's just a very tiny dot way out in the vast ocean. And wave after wave washes over the boat and pulls it to the bottom of the ocean, with every bit of procrastination being buried with it in the depths of the ocean. As you now know, you are free to move forward. You are free to accomplish your goals. It becomes easy, enjoyable, and automatic. And now you lay back on the riverbank, feeling complete and utter freedom. As if freedom is enveloping you, revitalizing you. And you feel so free and so relaxed that you drift into a deep sleep. And in that sleep, you travel to the center of your mind, to the very core of your being. This space is filled with the most incredible, beautiful, healing, soothing light. The light floods your being with love and joy, giving you everything you need to move forward with enthusiasm and excitement, filling you up, lifting you up. And in this light, you notice a massive door in front of you, like a door to a bank vault. And you can tell it's special. And as you approach that beautiful door, it opens to you as if by magic. You step in and notice a beautiful vault. And in that vault is a wall lined with beautiful drawers. One of the drawers is labeled "How to Move Forward," how to accomplish your goal. You walk over and slide the drawer open. Remove the ornate box inside and bring it to the table that's in the center of the room. Set it down and lift the lid. And you notice a photo of yourself 6 months from now, having accomplished your goals. After you've used your anchor over and over and over every day to harness forward momentum and accomplish amazing things, this is you having accomplished your goal. Notice the details of the picture. Notice your posture when you've accomplished your goals. What is your facial expression? And when you've accomplished these goals, what amazing things are you saying to yourself about your abilities? And now I'd like you just to pretend that you could step into that picture and be that you. Feel the feeling of accomplished goals. Take on that posture. That's right, take on those facial expressions. And even more importantly, take on that self-talk. Say these powerful things to yourself now. I did it. I knew I could do it. And as you're feeling that feeling of accomplishing your goal, I'd like you just to hold that anchor and breathe in this feeling. That's right. And just release that anchor. And now I'd like you to imagine that you step out of that picture and set it down on the table. And underneath the photo is a sheet of paper folded in half. Unfold the paper and notice that there, written in your own handwriting, is the clear answer that you seek. And you may consciously see this answer, or you may just simply notice the profound sense of relief spreading through every cell as you become aware that your unconscious knows this answer. As you are now guided toward the completion of your goals automatically, enjoyably, effortlessly, so that every time you hold that anchor, you find yourself driven to take action and to have an absolute blast doing it. As you simply trust and allow forward momentum. As your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors line up with this solution, and it becomes fully installed in the places where it brings the most healing and creates the most positive transformation. And I'm just going to speak directly to your unconscious. And I'd like the part of your unconscious mind that's responsible for taking action toward your goals to memorize the solution and install it in the part of the mind that generates positive, inspired action toward the fulfillment of your goals. Noticing now the first thing you'll do today to take action toward that goal, that first little step that creates forward momentum. And I'd like all the parts of you, all the kids in the classroom, to pay attention, to memorize this solution, and cooperate together as a team for your highest good, as you now understand how to accomplish this in a way that allows you to thrive and experience peace and joy on an ongoing basis. That's right. And now, just put that paper back in the box, having unconsciously memorized the solution, and place the photo back on top of the paper and close the lid, knowing that it's safe, that this has been installed in the part of you that generates automatic behaviors and actions that lead to the completion of your goal. Bring the box back over to that wall and put it back in the drawer. Push the drawer in and walk back out of the vault. And that massive, beautiful door closes behind you. The answers are now stored safely and securely in the center of your being, in the most important place. And you walk back and notice the light. You think about the people you love, the people who love you, knowing that from today forward, the solution is now perfectly in place, and you have confident assurance that you are automatically moving toward this goal as you trust yourself more and more. Notice even now that feeling inside that lets you know the change has happened. And as you continue to bask in this light, you realize that you're in a dream. You're having this dream while you're asleep on the riverbank. And you begin to awaken on the riverbank, and you remember that boat and the bag, which have disappeared in the bottom of the ocean. And as you walk back up the path that led you down into the valley, you notice that big, beautiful, healing tree whose branches you walked beneath. And as you walk beneath the branches once again, you can feel the coolness of the shade. As you walk back into the sunshine, you can feel the warmth of that sun on your back. See the field of gold grasses as you walk back through the field. Smell the perfumed aromas. And as you walk through the field, you remember that you're actually in a dream that you're having while you're fast asleep on the bench of a beautiful garden. And you're waking up in the garden as you see the flowers and the lawn and the five steps that led down into the garden. You walk over to the steps and look up. And in a moment, I'll count rapidly from 1 to 5, and you're going to run up the steps with the new energy that you are going to harness as you move toward your goal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looking back at the flowers from the top of these steps, the grass and the bench where you fell asleep. And as you look at that scene, you become aware that you're actually right now in a deep hypnotic trance, listening to my voice, relaxed in your safe environment. And everything is new and different. You now know that you are moving toward that goal. You know that it's going to happen automatically, easily, enjoyably, every time you hold that anchor, perhaps even holding that anchor now and just breathing in that sense of accomplishment that you are now going toward automatically. It may be interesting to know that in this deep hypnotic state where thoughts drift like dreams, some enter the mind and some drift through the mind, while some are left behind to be used or utilized later on. Others are remembered or seem to be remembered at first, but then become more and more distant and forgotten over time. Those thoughts you don't need, just forgotten. Time changes too. So you will know what a trip it's been when you begin to know that what seemed like a short time was really a long time. Or what seemed like a long time was really no time at all. And so in a moment, not yet, but in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 10. As you drift back up, feeling absolutely wonderful, knowing that every change and adjustment that was made is now your reality. On 8, your eyes will open and you will feel incredible, as if you have awoken from the most beautiful sleep. And on 10, that feeling of freedom will continue to grow as you work toward your goal without even trying. It just happens. 1, feeling wonderful now. 2, to achieve the things you want to achieve and do them freely and fearlessly. 3, a feeling of freedom from every old limiting belief. 4, feeling the force of that freedom through every cell and every fiber of your body. 5, feeling incredibly alive now. 6, energized and invigorated. 7, revitalized and excited for the day. 8, eyes open and feeling absolutely wonderful. 9, as this feeling is aligned to freedom. And 10, as this freedom grows stronger and stronger moment by moment and day by day. Welcome back, everyone. This was such a cool experience for me. I'm so grateful for every single one of you on this call. For those that I can see and those of you with your cameras off, I'm so grateful that you're here. For anyone watching the recording afterwards, please know that you are here in our hearts, and I'd like you just to participate as if you were on this live call with us. I'm seeing some thank yous. You are so welcome. I'm so happy that you're here. Okay, so before we wrap up, we've just got about 4 minutes left till the end of the hour, and I'm gonna stay on this call when we're done, and anyone who needs a little bit of extra attention, a little bit of extra TLC, or just wants to share and bask in this sense of community, you're welcome to stay on the call. But right now, what I'd like you to do is just imagine what you're going to be doing next. What's the next thing you're gonna do? It might be getting ready for a meal or going into the next activity, and I'd just like you to imagine yourself while you're holding that anchor. Imagine doing that from a really empowered place. Imagine going through the rest of the day feeling excited and motivated. And I want you to think about every time, perhaps every time you wash your hands, every time you notice your hands under the water, using that as a cue to hold your anchor. You can even do it as you're washing your hands. You can just hold that anchor for a minute, take a deep breath, shift your body language, your breathing, your self-talk. Remembering to use that anchor over and over throughout the day. You cannot overuse it. And every time you use that anchor, it lets you switch the kid that's in the front of the classroom. So what you're going to find is that if you use, you know, so many of us get really used to using the same two or three kids over and over throughout the day. So if you've been in the habit of using anxious kid or depressed kid or bored kid, every time you use this anchor, it's going to get you in the habit of using empowered kid, of using forward momentum kid, the kid that knows how to accomplish your goals, until it just becomes automatic. So I want you to even imagine yourself waking up in the morning, and as soon as you wake up, not getting on your phone, not thinking about the state of affairs, but just using that anchor and thinking about the goals that you're going to accomplish today. When you go to bed tonight and every night, using that anchor as you fall asleep, because the last thing you think about as you fall asleep is going to program your subconscious mind to show you how to accomplish it on autopilot. All right, this has been so fun, you guys. I am going to make, several people have asked if I would do this. This is a little bit out of my comfort zone, but because so many people have asked, I'm just going to share. I'm going to send you a replay with a link, an email with a link to the replay, and below that replay is going to be a place where if you'd like to just send a few dollars just to say thank you, a few euros, pounds, all the different currencies of money, just as a way to say thank you, I would be so grateful. But I want you to know that this session is my gift to you. I do not expect anyone to do that, but if you want to, I'm going to make that available. You'll see that email in a couple hours. It's just going to take me a little bit of time to load this. But anytime you want to come in here and just harness that sense of community and that sense of revitalization and forward momentum toward your goal, this is going to be here for you. And feel free to come and talk to me on my Facebook page. Let me know how you like this. And share it with anyone you'd like. So let me change my settings so you can unmute yourself if you would like. And I'm going to go ahead and actually turn off and restart the recording. So this is exactly an hour. And then I'm just going to stay on the call with you all for as long as you'd like.